Blog Talk Radio.
For September 2012, fall predictions, birthdays, and also entertainment news. We'll cover a little bit of that. So I'm doing this show on Wednesday, quick 30 minutes, because of a special request from a lot of people that kind of miss the horoscopes reading on Sunday show. So first off, like I said, we're going to say happy birthday. So happy birthday to Nicoya, Christine, Sherry Gillard, Susan Munez, Jessica, Janique, and Vernice. Happy birthday to all Virgos this month, and I hope that you have a most wonderful and splendid birthday. Also, our prayers go out to Michael Clark Duncan, who passed earlier this week. Way too young. And also Phyllis Diller, who we forgot to announce on Sunday. So our prayers are with those families. Oh, boy, I tell you. So I hope everybody is having a good week, how it's beginning, hopefully. Time for the September horoscopes 2012, and here we go. Aries, come see, come saw is your attitude for September. Been there and done that. Now want to enjoy something new and different. Romance, nothing new under the sun, pretty generic month in romance. Finance, expect some changes to come forth regarding bills. Make sure you discuss payments with said companies. September will be your month to reflect on past months, previous Aries. So do you see where changes need to be made? Okay. Taurus. Who is more stubborn, you or the bull on Wall Street? Just saying. Are you looking for help or just playing the game to win it? Inquiring minds would like to know, Taurus. Romance, you have to give a little to get a little, feel me? Be nice and humble this month. Showing off will get you nowhere but trouble. Finance, there will be an increase with more to come. Your personality is a good facilitator. Gemini, a little windy in the city, don't you think? It's time to take that trip with a loved one or a good friend and get the hell out of Dodge for a minute. Come on, Gemini. You know you need some me time with a good companion. Romance, expect changes for the better. Folks have heard your complaints. Finance, well, Gemini, time to wrap up all those outside activities now. The weather is changing, and you must admit you love your outdoors work in the garden and yard, etc. Cancer. Here comes mama of the horoscopes, y'all. Always wanting to mother someone or something. Well, it's September now, so give it a break. What will be with no effort from you at all, Cancer. You can care, but do it from a distance. Otherwise, you might get caught up in something that is not your business, Cancer. Romance, life is good. Enjoy or call someone to party with. Finance, might be a little tricky. School is back in session and costs have increased for clothing and supplies. So put on your sales of armor suit and go have at it. Leo, no more center of attention. The summer is over with, Leo. Save your roar for the holidays now. You accomplish a lot this summer. Be blessed, my friend. What you thought you couldn't do, you surpassed your own objectives. Doesn't it feel good to stand on your own 2 feet? Hello, somebody. Romance, everything is looking good. If it didn't work out, so what? God just showed you what you don't need in your life, so walk away and thank the individual for showing you the light. Finance, there is a possibility of a promotion for some and a windfall for others. Keep your eyes and ears open for an announcement which will affect you, Leo, excuse me. Virgo, well, happy birthday again to all Virgos this month, well, half the month. You two have been busy all summer, a lot accomplished in a short period of time. Woohoo, Virgo! The winter, you will shine all over the place, just so proud and honored. Romance, are you thinking about your future? If so, there are a few applicants around you, dear Virgo, that would like to sign up on your sheet. Feel me? Finance, your finances will improve, but be gentle with your spending. Don't put yourself in harm's way. Libra. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Make up your friggin' mind, Libra. Stop playing games. You know what needs to be done, so do it, please. Notice I asked nicely. Romance is in a state of confusion. What is it that you really want? Well, damn it, say so. Don't have folks hanging around, Libra, for no apparent reason other than sexual gratification. You are not a pimp, okay? Remember, what goes around comes back, good or bad. Finance, stop using other folks' money. Get your own, Libra. Mm-hmm. Scorpio, what a year, what a year. And you are still pumping blood. Bless your heart. Many decisions will be coming your way, dear Scorpio, mostly all good ones. You are so popular now, folks are doing things for you just 'cause. Isn't that wonderful? Romance, expect good news or a miracle prior to the end of the year. Prayers are answered and dreams do come true. Really, they do. Finance, just open the front door and money starts pouring in like magic. Everything you touch is like a Midas touch. Such joy, but believe me, you earned it, so justly deserved. So go out and buy something special, female or male Scorpio, for yourself. Just remember to save some for that rainy day. Plus, the holidays are coming up, Scorpio. You know how you like to shop. Sagittarius, man, talk about busy. Sag, you woke up and started running, huh? Bless your heart. You wanted to be busy? Well, you got that wish. Some Sagittarius might experience foreclosure events. Not to worry. There will be options for you. You will not fail. Romance, choose brand X. Why? Something you haven't tried before. In other words, look for something new in your life. The old ways just are not working for you anymore. So try something new, improve, or reinvent yourself. It's not the sex. It's about companionship for you. Finance. September might seem a little rocky at first, but by the end of the month, all will be well and fine. No worries. Capricorn. Look here, Mr. Miss Seagoat. You can't be stubborn and drift away. You must stay and play. Admit it, Capricorn, this year, love has been up and down, sideways, and anything in between. You are looking for substance, and you know what? You will receive it very soon when you least expect it. Voila! The right man or woman appears. Romance. Changes will occur to benefit your understanding of what love is. I know you love control, Capricorn, but it is a two-way street, okay? Finance will greatly improve. A few surprises are in store this month. Be blessed, my friend. Aquarius, water bearer, huh? Dear Aquarius, what have you been carrying lately that you can't let go of, huh? Time will tell how much you have learned. There is give and take in all things in life. You're a good person, Aquarius, but you know you border on sane and insanity, right? I know I'm asking you a lot of questions, but it is for your benefit to think and not be an asshole. Romance, love is in the air for you. Beautiful, beautiful love. It feels like picking a bouquet of flowers. There are so many around you. How do you choose? Just don't become conceited now, okay? You're cute, but not all that, okay? Finance, money looks good for you. Keep on doing what you're doing because it is working for you, Aquarius. Keep an open mind to all that occurs around you, Aquarius. You will be thankful for it. Pisces, good day in the morning. What a breath of fresh air you are. My God, you have been through a lot this year. And God bless you, Pisces. You weathered the storm, dear one. This fall looks amazing for you. So many good ideas of sharing, networking, touching base with folks. Heck, you might run into someone you haven't seen in years. I see tears of joy all over the place. Very good. Your insights into life are phenomenal. If folks would take time to listen, mature Pisces, that is. Romance, your relationship will only get better and better. Don't care if you're in love or not, you are truly blessed. Finance, money will change hands quite a bit. You're coming to the end of a season, so clean up, get everything in order for the fall, Pisces. All right. And that is the horoscopes for September coming up. All right. Now I'm going to do the fall predictions. These are my predictions, not the essence of success, not the blog talk radio, but these are my predictions. As you well know, I am a psychic. So this is what I foresee for coming up this fall. Now take note, you're going to come back and tell me how accurate I am. You know I'm going to be famous and fortunate. Huh? Talk to me, somebody. Okay, the first prediction I have is about politics. Number one, President Obama will be reelected for a second term. It will be a squeaker, similar to Bush's election, but Obama will get a second term. And thank you, God, because there was no way he was going to complete his program in 4 years when Bush gave us 8 years of hell. All righty then. Number two, representatives and Senate elections around the nation will be quite a few surprises. Incumbents thought they were a shoo-in. Oops, not happening, folks. Folks are tired of broken promises and officials lining their pockets. Number three, media will have a field day with the upcoming elections. Do not believe everything you hear and see. Check it out for yourself. The media distorts a lot of information just to get show ratings. That's my politics forecast. Now, the finances that I see coming up. Number one, look for a big change in derivatives. Folks have been lied to. Number two, possibly the banks will have another holiday, so put some physical money back. I suggest maybe $100 or $200 cash put away somewhere in your house, your abode. So if something should happen, you have money for gas or food, what have you. Number three in finances, retail sales will be real iffy during the holiday season. Some will do good and others will go out of business in January 2013. So look for big retail stores to have major collapses. Number four, Halloween will have a booming business this year, better than years prior. Number five in finance, investments will be slow, but 2013 will be a booming year, and most critical will be real estate. Number six in finance, and the final one, try to always keep at least 200 cash on hand around the house, as I spoke of just earlier. Okay, now for weather, number one, I expect a lot of changes along the Mississippi riverbank will overflow this time. Number two, I see hurricane season will see two intense waves, one on the East Coast and the other the Gulf of Mexico. Now, these two that are prominent in my vision are not your ordinary hurricanes. The way they are traveling and moving around, it's as though scientists have never observed this before. There will be others, but a lot milder in proportion to these two intense ones. They're like creepy. Number three, I see a landmass of moving, maybe the North Pole, Antarctica. Can we say global warming? Excuse me, I'm not for sure, but I saw that. Number four, this winter will be tight, terse, and very cold with ice. There will be parts of the East Coast that will literally shut down, not enough equipment to handle the snow. Number five, this winter might see more deaths than in the summertime on the increase. Number six, the northwest region of America will experience a light winter, which is quite unusual from past years with a lot of ice and snow. Instead, it will be quite warm. Number seven in weather, question, is man manipulating the weather? Yes. We have the technology, and it's being used now. Okay, next, civil unrest. Number one, there's a great possibility people are angry, tired, and worn down by family, employment, and finances. This has to do with our government, mainly our senators and so-called representatives in Washington, D.C. As I've stated before, during elections, do all fishermen lie or do only liars fish? You call it then. I predicted this since January. The President Obama will be reelected, and there'll be a possibility of civil unrest. Number two, don't let the media sway you in believing it because of Obama's election. That's bull hockey. Even the media knows the truth. I understand that in the Midwest, Homeland Security has been doing some practicing because they're participating or hoping that there'll be civil unrest. Ain't that a blip? Coming up in November, and it's supposedly behind Obama's election. No, it's not behind Obama's election. You need to look at your senators and your representatives in Washington, D.C. that's supposed to be making changes in behalf of their constituents. That's who you need to check out. It's not Obama making you get out there right. It's the laws that are not changing or have changed or not going to change. Okay, so just think about that. Also, I see middle class as now just a novelty item. Hardly exists anymore. They've hit us middle class pretty hard, y'all. Okay, and in sports, you can laugh if you want to. I see the Seahawks. That's right, Seattle Seahawks. I'm going for my team. We'll be the Super Bowl champions for 2013. That's right, you heard it here first. You heard it here first, the Seahawks. And I love my Seahawks, so therefore we shall win. Okay. And that's my fall predictions. So let's see, what else is going on? Well, we need to check a little bit with entertainment news, huh, and see what's going on over there. I'm just enjoying this little quick update. It's just so much fun. Ha, 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 ha. Okay. Well, when will American Idol officially name their judges panel? Here, the panel will consist of Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, and country superstar Keith Urban. He's married to actress Nicole Kidman. The payout would be Mariah $18 million, Nicki Minaj $8 million, and Keith Urban $4 million for the year. So what about Randy Jackson? Well, I hear he's going to stay on the show as a mentor to the contestants. Speaking of Idol judges, Paula Abdul is coming back to TV. For years, she was a judge on shows like American Idol and The X Factor. Now she's in talk to do a show about being herself. Oh, Lord. Well, Queen Latifah and Jill Scott, are starring in the TV movie Steel Magnolias. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Based on the 1980 hit movie that originally starred Sally Field and Julia Roberts. The TV version will air on the Lifetime Cable Network October 2nd. Well, yeah, it's over between former basketball star Shaquille O'Neal and reality star Hoops, also known as Nicole Alexander. Rose to fame with Flavor Flav on his reality show, Flavor of Love. Since then, Hoops has been around the block. It appears she had finally found love and stability with Shaq. But her crazy behavior, y'all, drove Shaq away. Shaq realized he couldn't be with a woman who was loud and embarrassing in public. After a recent public spat where Hoops had a meltdown, Shaq decided she had to go. Hoops didn't take the news well. She screamed at him that he wasn't all that and that he wasn't that big. Oops, ouch. She wasn't talking about his height. Shaq was taking care of Hoops, but looks like she blew a good thing. Alrighty then. Well, former football star Terrell Owens, y'all know he was here with us, needs a job again. He was recently cut from the Seattle Seahawks. He needed the job to save his football career, plus he needed the money. He has four baby mamas, and they want their money. He owes these women thousands of dollars. If he doesn't pay up, he could wind up in jail. So, y'all, what's going on with Monique and her husband, Sydney Hicks. She has started a show online, Monique Worldwide. She and her husband appear on the show oftentimes laughing at their own jokes as they dispense advice. Is this what her career has been reduced to? You go from winning an Oscar to this? Last year, she was dropped from her late-night BET talk show and hasn't been seen until now, y'all. Okay. Well, remember the Cosby Show spinoff, A Different World, with Jasmine Guy and Kadeem Hardison and Jada Pinkett Smith? Well, actress Debbie Allen says she would like to bring the show back with a new cast. A Different World was a top-rated sitcom that revolved around life at a fictional, historically black college, Hillman. The show was created by Bill Cosby, and he hired Allen to be his producer and director. Allen was with the show for the last five of its six successful years on the air. Allen's idea is to bring the show back to coincide with his 25th anniversary. Oh, I think that'll be good. And also, happy birthday, y'all, to Loretta Devine. Her birthday, I believe, was yesterday, and she's 63. Lord have mercy, Loretta, you look good, girl. Very good, and congratulations. Actress Loretta Devine is going to be joining the cast of Soul Man. She's going to play Cedric the Entertainer's mother. Now, the hit sitcom airs on Wednesday night, y'all, at 10 p.m., so watch it tonight because she's going to be on there. And that's a good show. If you haven't watched Soul Man, it's a very good family show. Okay. Well, one more story. Reality star Evelyn Lozada will be appearing on the ABC Morning News show. Lozada has been in the headlines with her recent split from husband Chad Ochichino Johnson. Lozada was seen as a bully on VH1's Basketball Wives. Yes, she were, Heffa. And now she wants to reshape her image by getting her side of the story out in the media. Lozada married Johnson in July, but a domestic violence incident destroyed the marriage. Their reality show was dropped by VH1, and Johnson lost his job with the Miami Dolphins. See there, Chad? You knew that chick was crazy when you got with her ass. Lozada is also turning to Ayala VanZant for help. Ayala's new show, Ayala Fix My Life, debuts on cable-owned channel September 15th. One of her first guests on the show will be Lozada. Meanwhile, Johnson could face a year in jail for headbutting Lozada. This has not been his first incident involving violence against women. In 2000, Johnson was involved in an incident where he slapped a woman. He was still on probation, and this new charge could turn into a felony with jail time as a result. Well, I don't think all that's going to happen, but you knew that woman was crazy when you got with her. You should have known better than that. I tell you. Okay, well, we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show. So, oh, okay. Yeah, we're down to the last 5 minutes on the show. I don't know what happened. We went somewhere that I don't know where. Anyway, let me tell you about, God, I don't know what happened. I'll keep talking because it says I'm on the air, but I'm not into the studio. Anyway, next week's show, let me give the lineup. It's going to be, next Sunday show is going to be Strong Brook, R-E-I-E-I-C, and you know who that is. Remember the two guys, D.L. Baton and also Johnny Bowles? Well, they're going to be on the show again with their associates talking about investments. So we definitely want y'all to call in and enjoy and call in and enjoy with your questions about investment. It is a money-making adventure, and it is good, and it is going to be helpful. So anyway, call in. Then the next Sunday we'll have a sports show, the 16th, with Coach Jordan. So be sure and tune in. We're going to be talking about the NFL. And then on the 23rd will be a show of poetry, and we're going to have Mr. Alvin Horn on again. His book will be being released shortly, so we'll have Alvin on to speak about his new book and also to read some of the excerpts out of his book. And then on the 30th of this month, the show is going to be about what would you do? So that ought to be a fun show. So I'm hoping that everybody enjoys and comes in and we talk about that. So remember, next Sunday, Strong Brook, R-E-I-C, with D.L. Baton and Johnny Bowles. Next Sunday, sports. And next Sunday after that, poetry. And the last Sunday of this month, what would you do? Thank you for joining me for a quick 30 minutes in the studio with Lynn Chabanet and Vernice, and we'll see you on Sunday at 4 o'clock. Also, for anybody who wants a reading, go to theessenceofsuccess.com. Click on the right side of the page. I'm available for readings every day from 11 to 5. Y'all know I'm accurate, so come on in and find out what's going on in your life. All right, now remember, as always, tell somebody that you love them and always say thank you. Have a good one.